This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the GHJ show on Leeds Student Radio. It's 3:05. How are we doing, guys? I've got Sammy and Jaguar in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
They've kind of intruded my show.
We've invaded.
We're passing. Would it be rude not to say hello?
Or rude to intrude?
No, we barged in. We thought the show wouldn't be as good without us.
I agree.
My chair just sank. I'm sinking.
What's happening?
Don't worry, everyone. I've just moved down about a foot. But how are you guys?
Good.
We're great. Good. My day's even better now that I've been on your show.
You just can't get enough, can you, Sammy?
Can't.
You just want to come on every week.
GHJ for life.
Oh, God.
We're big fans, actually.
That's nice. Did you both have nice weekends?
Halloween was fun. Went to Canal Mills. It was great.
Your costume was pretty poor, actually. I thought you didn't really put much effort into that.
Are you for real?
I am for real.
Jagger went as Orange as the New Black, and it was one of the best costumes I've ever seen.
I was Suzanne, aka Crazy Eyes.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. I made a lot of friends that night. They're like, Crazy Eyes. I was like, yep. Yeah. I was in my element.
She messaged me saying she'd found her soulmate by a bin.
Yeah, that also happened. Why not? It happened.
Sounds mental.
What did you do for Halloween, Sammy?
I was actually pretty boring. I went to a house party. I put my clown wig on, but I didn't actually put very much effort in. I felt very ashamed of myself.
You should have done.
I agree.
I am ashamed of myself.
Well, anyway, you are listening to the GHJ show here on Leeds Student Radio. So coming up today, we've got a really exciting show. Once these two have left, it's going to be time for George's Good News, to cheer you up on a Monday afternoon. The weather's been all right today, but it's a lot colder. It is drastically colder.
Noticeably colder.
But at least it's sunny.
Exactly. But it is clouding over now, so you might need a bit of good news. Don't want to start getting depressed on a cold winter's evening. And we're going to be talking about procrastination because, like Jaguar, I have huge essay deadlines this week. And we've been Jaguar's just turned up.
I'm here. Why do you think I'm here, everyone?
With a flake.
Just here,
Chocolate and radio are her forms of procrastination.
It's true.
And then we've got Holly as our tiger who came to tea today. Sammy's pretty jealous, but he has had his turn, so.
I will have my turn again soon.
Sammy, can you remind the listeners what score you got in the game? Because I can't quite remember. What was it you got?
I got a very, very respectable 2 out of 5.
Really?
Two out of six.
Wow. 2 out of 6. Ooh.
Oh.
That's good. Well done.
Not so respectable.
How did you do?
I think I did quite well. I think I got like a 5 out of 6.
Holly's going to get one.
Oh, damn. Next up, we're going to have a little bit of MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to run and do? Hope you feel good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the old town, and I'm known as such, and this is real. You can't touch it. I told you, homeboy, can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the phone lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kills and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you want to dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let them know what's going on. Like that, like that. Pull a little bit, let them fall back, let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are swept so fast, I'm a white boy tape. To learn, what's it gonna take in the 90s to run the charts? Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know, you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is fit. You can't prove the middle. You probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner. Dance to the middle. And you're going to get better. Move. Slide your rump, just for a minute, let's all do the bump. Yeah, you can't touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, cause you know you can't.
can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop, have a time. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Have a time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. Now why would I ever stop doing this? With others making records, it just don't hit. I tour around the world, from London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, hit the hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. You can't touch this. Yeah. You can't touch this. I don't. You can't touch this. Dude, I can't touch this. Yeah, we out of here. Can't touch this.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, and you're listening to the GHJ show on Leeds Student Radio. It's 3:10 on a Monday afternoon. I'm Georgia. I'm here with you until 4, and I think it's time for a little bit of Georgia's good news, because it's that Monday afternoon feeling. No, you know, no one likes Monday. It's kind of, you get a bit of the blues. It's getting a little cloudy. It's much colder than it was over the weekend today. So sometimes when you read the news, obviously the stories are really important, but it doesn't always encapsulate all the positive news that is actually happening. So first up, most people diagnosed with cancer in England in recent years are surviving for longer, according to the latest statistics. The figures were recently published by the Office of National Statistics and show that many recently diagnosed cancer patients will see a large improvement in their hopes of survival. 80% of those with breast, prostate and skin cancer are living for 5 years after diagnosis. And the report looked at survival rates for 24 different common cancers diagnosed between 2008 and 2013 and found survival improving for the majority of cancers, and survival is generally higher in women. It's thought to be increasing due to getting their cancer diagnosed and treated at an early stage. Other less-known cancers are also showing promising improvements in the chance of survival. Of course, there's still a long way to go, as while some cancers have a good prognosis, others remain extremely poor, according to the report. Pancreatic cancer for both men and women, for instance, has a survival rate of just 5.4%, which is the lowest in both sexes. The head of statistical information at Cancer Research UK said more people were surviving cancer than ever before, thanks to better treatments, earlier diagnoses and greater awareness. But he added, we're working to beat all cancers sooner, increasing our research into cancers with lower survival rates and boosting our investment to help diagnose cancer earlier, accelerates progress to save more lives. In other good news, a recent study showed that a simple diet change can dramatically improve mental health for many people. The study showed that patients who consumed proper portions of fruit and vegetables were significantly happier, less likely to be depressed, and less likely to develop various mental health issues. And you're also likely to be healthy in general and not overweight if you consume a proper amount of fruit and veg. So essentially, doctors are recommending that you continue to strive to eat an adequate amount of fruit and veg every day to keep your mind and body healthy. So this means that during depressing times like this essay deadline week, an apple or a satsuma might just boost your mood enough to scrape the 2-1. Fruit and veg are generally quite expensive on the old student budget, although we do have the lovely Kirkgate Market, which is much more reasonable. And finally, along the same line, according to psychologists, dance can not only help improve our mood and fitness, it can aid creativity and make us feel more alive. So Peter Lovat is a dance psychologist who looks at the ways in which dance impacts on our health and well-being. He claims that moving our bodies in different ways can help us to think differently and get out of a rut. He says that we know that dance is a great way to improve people's mood and general health and well-being, and studies have shown that dancing can help reduce feelings of depression and increase feelings of vigour, which will help you to feel more alive. And there's not one particular type of dance that's going to make you feel more uplifted, so I think that this is a really great excuse to go out, have a good dance, to get rid of all the stress of essays and deadlines, as I certainly will be on Thursday when we're going down to London for the Student Radio Awards, which will be lots of fun and just what I needed at the end of a rather stressful 2 weeks. So up next, a little bit of Beyonce. Do tweet in at ThisIsLSR, #THJ at any point during the show. I'd love to hear from you. And up after this song, we will be talking about procrastination.
Welcome
back to the GHJ show on Leeds Student Radio on your Monday afternoon. That was a bit of Beyonce, who, let's be honest, never fails to cheer you up on a Monday. Feeling a little bit blue, feeling a bit down, don't worry, lots of feel-good music here on the GHJ Show. I'm Georgia, it's 20 past three, and I'm with you till four. So this week I've got two essays due and tons of seminar prep that all seems to have accumulated at the same time. And that got me thinking about the ways in which I procrastinate. Avoiding work, I just feel it's like quite inevitable for, like, it's like a time-honoured tradition for students, and I'm guilty of procrastination in a major way. I always have to get rid of my Facebook tab to resist the urge to, like, aimlessly scroll the homepage rather than write my essay. But it's not just social media that distracts me. I'm prone to watching hilarious animal videos. Hands up, I'm totally guilty, no shame. Cats stealing dogs' beds just brightens my day every time. And snacking, like, I feel like I put on quite a lot of weight when I'm stressed. I think it goes one of two ways. Either you snack loads or you don't eat much at all. I'm definitely the former. It's embarrassing, but, I like to snack. It just takes your mind off writing the essay, wastes valuable time. I cook really good meals, you know, lots of chocolate in the house. My family took me away for a lovely weekend, and they brought me, like, a little Red Cross parcel of goodies when they came up, with lots of chocolate and, you know, those little waffles that you can, like, heat up over your coffee. That they're just aiding, you know, they're paying for this degree, and they are aiding my procrastination by giving me nice snacks. I blame them. I blame them entirely. So please get in touch on Twitter at This Is LSR using the hashtag GHJ, or of course you can message in on the chat box at lsrfm.com to tell me all about your procrastination techniques. But next up, here is a cheeky bit of Dolly Parton.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Hey, getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. The same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Getting, getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you love it. 9 to 5, yeah. They got you where they want you. There's a better life, and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind, and they never give you credit. There's a better life, and you dream about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in your wallet. 9 to 5, working 9 to 5, the working 9 to 5. That
was Dolly Parton, 9 till 5. So before the song, we were talking about procrastination here on the GHJ Show. Thanks to Leah on Twitter, who says that she does other work in an attempt to avoid doing the work that is imminently due. Well, that is quite a good technique. Like, amending lecture notes is such an easy way to fill time and feel productive. I was talking to Barnaby and Dom before the show in the LSR office, and they confessed to going so far as cleaning their rooms. Dom actually admitted to ironing. Barnaby spent yesterday afternoon learning a wrap that he just insisted on showing me twice. Now, that is quite a commitment to procrastination. I couldn't really believe it. Like, I thought I was bad, you know, watching a cheeky animal video or snacking, as I am prone to do. But, you know, ironing. I mean, that's desperate. Desperate measures. The worst is when, by procrastinating, I think you're actually detrimental to another area of your life, like shopping. Yesterday, I ordered way too many things from ASOS. Premier is just the best thing ever. It would be rude not to take advantage of next day delivery. Well, that's my opinion anyway. So I've asked you on Twitter, how do you procrastinate? Please get in touch. So you can at This Is LSR using the hashtag GHJ, or you can message in on the chat box and just like tell me how you procrastinate, because let's be honest, everyone is guilty of it, especially weeks like this when you've got big essays due. You really can't be bothered. You'd much rather watch a video of cats that need naps. So up next is a bit of MKTO.
Hey, where's the drums?
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah, so classic. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah. Baby, you. Baby, you're so classic. 4,000 roses, anything for you to notice. All the way to serenade you, doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool in the wrong time.
I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a fold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies, queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Mass. Girl, you're timeless. Just so
over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool in the wrong time. It's love on rewind. Never been so throwbacky. I kinda like it, how you're out of my league. Silver screen, you're one of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, you're so classic.
Hiya, Bobby. For a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
That was a little bit of Barbie Girl here on the GHJ show. Are you okay, Holly? You're right there? Hi,
I'm
Izzy.
Fine. I'm fine.
Holly, our Tiger Games tea has joined us, and so has Izzy.
Hi.
I thought that you had broken the chair and moved around, and I was very confused.
Oh, sorry, no.
No, it's my fault.
I leave a path of destruction wherever I go.
So, Holly is this week's Tiger Games tea, but we can discuss that afterwards. We've actually got Izzy in here to discuss dresses.
Woo!
No shame at all. What are you wearing?
I'm going to be wearing, a blue dress.
We're talking about the Student Radio Awards on Thursday. If you don't know, then, I don't really know what to say.
You should know.
It's a bit awkward, isn't it?
It's very awkward.
If they have no idea what we're talking about.
It's like the highlight of our year.
Well, it really is, isn't it? Mm. Apart from perhaps the LSR Awards within the station.
Yeah.
Because I love karaoke.
I do enjoy karaoke. I'm totally deaf, though, so, I have to have quite a few drinks before I get on that stage.
LSR does not endorse drinking.
No, it doesn't. Drinks of water, that is, to obviously.
Of course.
To lubricate her throat, obviously.
Exactly.
Okay, on that note, how are your weekends, girls?
Wonderful, thank you. Full of work. I'm in fourth year and it's just no fun.
No.
Mine was vile.
Oh.
Vile is the only word I can use to describe it. But I did do one essay in an entire day yesterday.
Well, that's quite impressive.
So, bow down to me. It's not very good. Probably doesn't make any sense, but it's done.
How many words was it?
It was 2,000.
Oh, wow.
2,500. So I actually got around 2,400.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well done me.
Well done, Holly. So before the song, we were talking about procrastination. What do you guys do to procrastinate from your work?
I do LSR, basically, because I'm supposed to be working right now.
Yeah.
Looking back at some pictures, it would seem that I'm very crafty.
Okay.
I do arts and crafts whenever I procrastinate. So I have a couple of pictures that we can share via the LSR page.
Okay.
One of them was me procrastinating in my first year. And I didn't want to go to the library for one day because I feel there's quite a lot of judgy people there. And so instead, I wasn't getting my work done at home, so I drew out similar looking judgy people on bits of paper and had them opposite me whilst I worked.
I like that.
Yeah,
did you feel like they were
pictures.
Really judging you? Oh,
you should see my handiwork, Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to tweet this from LSR?
I will tweet it from LSR.
Okay, so if you check out LSR on Twitter, at This Is LSR, you will see a picture of the people that Holly had to judge her doing her work.
And maybe, if you're at home trying to do some work, you can look at these people and think, I will be judged.
Inspiration. A little bit of arts and crafts. You can procrastinate by drawing the people.
There's more arts and crafts as well.
Tell me more.
So there was this one time in the union where they put on a relaxing thing. Must have been through exam times or something. So you could make stress balls, or what I like to call stress pulls, because I made mine pull. Obviously, it's once again a picture doesn't work on radio. But I did make, a couple of versions. It was a fish.
That's incredible. Please upload them.
It was on these.
Oh, that is really great. So okay, check out the Twitter page now. You'll see...
I get quite crafty. Stress pull.
Stress pulls.
And judgy people.
I like that. Izzy, are you a snacker, or do you just not eat food? You know what I mean? Like, you tend to either eat more or less when you're stressed.
I just have massive meals.
Okay.
So, when I'm doing my work, I just really look forward to all the meals that are going to frame that work.
Mm.
So, my favourite thing to do when I'm supposed to be working is planning my dinner. So, the best meals I have are often during exam time.
That's what I said. Mm. You really tend to, look after yourself because it's the highlight of the day.
It really is, which
macaroni
is so bleak.
Macaroni cheese.
Beef bourguignon.
Oh.
Nothing quite like it.
We're a little MasterChef on the show here.
Only during exam period.
I just eat crisps.
So you're a snacker.
I don't get. You just said that some people are either one or the other. Who is the other?
I'm yet to meet someone who doesn't eat.
Yeah, some people get really stressed and like their appetite is reduced.
Oh no, I buy like large bars of chocolate. Yeah. Now it's snack size.
Yeah.
Recently actually told that it's not snack size, it's family sized.
I buy the sharing bag.
Yeah, I hate it when they're fun size. Surely it would be more fun to have a big one.
Yeah, they're not very fun at all, are they?
No. It's like
quite depressing.
Cheated.
Boring size.
Boring
size. That's what it should be called.
Rubbish size.
Yeah.
So anyway, head over to Twitter to check out Holly's beautiful arts and crafts pictures.
They are very beautiful. Yeah,
you can tweet us at ThisIsLSR using hashtag GHJ at any point. Tell us what kind of procrastination you do. Are you going to cook a beef? What was it?
Beef bourguignon. No, I made one last week when I was doing my essay.
Was it good?
It was excellent. It was so good. I made, I was supposed to be right. Well, I did actually write my essay on Saturday and I went home and I made the best chili con carne I've ever made.
I'm proud.
A labour of love.
Yeah, I like that. And we're going to have a bit of Cool on the Gang Now celebration to see you through that essay writing.
Student Radio.
Get down.
Welcome back to the GHJ show. It is 20 to 4. Would it, God, the time just runs away from me, Holly.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It saddens me.
Yeah.
An hour is not long enough, but on the bright side, the sun is shining.
It is freezing, though.
It is freezing. But it has been a pretty autumn day.
It has, and I like that.
But
it's my favourite kind of day.
Yeah?
A freezing cold, not wet day.
I like that.
So I do like wet rain. Wet
really?
Rain.
As opposed to that dry rain
like
that we all hate.
Dry rain that you get.
No, anyway, you are listening to the GHJ show. It's The Tiger Who Came to Tea is Holly playing well today. Oh. Well, that was enthusiastic. I like that.
Quite pirate-like.
I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Thank you.
We this is the fourth tiger who has come to tea.
I see. And, fourth on your list. That's fine.
Well, okay. It's getting a little competitive, and that kind of worries me because everyone has to wait their turn.
That is true.
You know, it's like the politics of LSR.
I mean,
I might have to do like a random name out of a hat each week now.
Well, as the GHJ show, you are living up to the JHL show.
Well, I don't think so. They're very different. Oh. And it's not the JHL show, it was James Hansen live.
All right, okay.
Come on, get your facts right. If you're going to criticise me, get your facts right, Holly.
But I was actually on at a similar time this time last year on the JHL show.
Weird.
So my friend Laura said it's because you've all run out of people and now they need me. So I was like, okay, that's sad. Probably true.
That's not true at all. I have a tiger every single week.
I'm very excited to see who next week is.
Exactly. So in a little while, we're going to play Talk the Lingo, which is the flagship show, flagship game on the show. And last week, well, Jag got us off to a great start. She got 5 out of 6.
Right, okay.
Last week, Sammy got 2 out of 6.
Oh, that's sad.
Which he claims is very respectable. And it's not bad. You know, it's not like one.
Yeah, that's
or
okay.
None.
I could get one.
But whoever gets the least at the end of term has to down a pint of Guinness.
Okay then, right. We're getting at least 3. What if you draw?
Yeah, you both have to down the pint
right,
of Guinness.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't split it. It's a pint
each.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I'm just warning you.
You didn't warn me about this before I came on the show.
I'm telling you now.
So,
it's
okay.
My disclaimer.
By the way.
Okay. So, yeah, the Tiger Games tea, my idea was that, you know, it's like, you know, getting off at 4 o'clock, you want to have like a cup of tea, especially on the cold winter evening.
True that.
Of course, you can't actually have a cup of tea in the studio because
no.
That would be like liquid.
Only sports bottles.
Only, yeah. Well, let's not look at that bottle.
No.
To pretend it's not here.
It's like the tiniest bottle in
the
world.
Yeah, everyone says that. It's functional. It fits in small bags.
It's like a mouthful.
It really distresses people when they see it. If you
really
can see the look
stressed.
On Holly's face, she's quite disturbed by the size of my water bottle.
If you could also see the size of George's water bottle, you'd appreciate the look on my face.
Okay, let's get over that.
I'm over it.
I think next week I need to bring in like a teapot and some cups to have like, you know, a little tea party.
Yeah.
What metaphorical cup of tea are you drinking, Holly? What flavour have you gone for?
Yorkshire.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yorkshire tea gold.
Oh.
Yeah, treat myself.
Posh stuff, eh?
I know, sorry about it.
Hey.
It's the best stuff.
I like it. So you're more of like a you know, through and through proper brew.
Oh yeah,
not herbal
brew.
Not some of that flouncy herbal.
Don't mind green tea.
Yeah, love that green.
If you know, if it's there.
Do you know what I bought yesterday?
What did you buy?
Mango and lychee green tea.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
I haven't tried it yet. It was £1 in Sainsbury's, so went in for that.
Okay then.
Yeah.
See, if I'm feeling a bit healthy or whatever, you know, feel like a detox, I will go for a weird herbal tea.
Good.
But usually
good.
Just a nice straight
just
Yorkshire tea.
Straight up. Yeah I like
splash
that.
Splash of milk, no sugar.
I like that.
There you go.
So let's do Confessions of a Housemate. It's
okay.
That time of week where we dish the dirt on people that we know.
Okay.
We're all about, you know, spreading the word.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice, Georgia.
So, Holly, what has been happening this week?
Okay, so I'm not actually going to talk about my housemates because my housemates were all very sensible, very clean, very nice people.
Ooh.
I will talk about a friend's housemate, and we were talking about this earlier. I won't, you know, disclose the name of the friend because obviously, you know,
don't name any names.
Don't want to name anyone. You know, Jeeks or identification, all that.
Yeah.
But my friend has said that one of her housemates admitted that. Once when they ran out of toilet roll, they used a sock. Yeah, I know. That was my exact
That's
reaction.
Awful.
I know. It's a classic housemate confession.
What's they like? Didn't have any tissues?
Must have been the case. I know. But, you know, you can't run around the house looking for tissues when you're in that sort of situation.
I just don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do, but I wouldn't think to take off my sock.
No. No, it's worrying.
That is worrying.
I'm quite intrigued as to what I'd do in that situation.
Yeah. I don't think it would be that.
No.
I mean, surely, couldn't they have, like, shouted to their other housemates, like, guys...
But what if you're alone?
I need a tissue.
Or at least you'd do it and not tell anyone about it.
Yeah, true.
You know?
The fact that he's, like,
He or she
has disclaimed this information. Disclosed.
Yeah, so that's one of my friend's housemates.
Not you.
But obviously I've got loads of friends that could be in.
I think it's a cover up for you.
It's me. It's me, Georgia. I used a sock, all right?
Don't try and cover it up, Holly. I see right through you. Right, let's have a little bit of S Club 7. And after that, we will be playing the extremely, extremely fun and rather difficult Talk the Lingo.
You try to be your individuality. When the world is on your shoulders, just smile and let it go. If people try to put you down, just walk on by, don't turn around. You only have to answer to yourself. Don't you know it's true, I would say. Imagination is the key, 'cause you are your own destiny. You never should be lonely when time is on your side. You know it's true what you say.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
You are listening to the GHJ Show on Leeds Student Radio. I'm Georgia, and I'm here with Holly, who is this week's Tiger King's Tea.
Every time.
Every time.
I could record it, so you have it each week if
yes,
you like.
Yes, that would be wonderful. That, yeah, it's pretty good. It's like a little baby lion. Oh, your chair's going. These chairs in the studio, if only people could see us. They sink at random points.
I feel like a fool, Georgia.
Yeah, you can't. You never see it coming, do you?
No, you don't. It just, you know.
Do you want to adjust before we play the game?
No, it's okay.
You're feeling all right?
Yeah.
It would help your posture.
Yeah, it will.
Sit up straight.
Ready.
Right, so it's time for Talk the Lingo.
A little bit nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, just because... I don't mind Guinness in very small proportions.
But a whole pint.
A whole pint might, you know.
Yeah. I mean, basically, this came about because we played a similar version of this game, Talk That York, last year.
Okay.
But it was only in Yorkshire. This year, I've expanded it to the whole of the UK.
Right.
And Jaguar lost the running tally and had to down a pint of Guinness. And she felt that it would only be fair if we kept that rule for this
fair.
Year. Yeah.
Did she down it?
100%. She was a complete trooper. She did it in one, very fast. I've got the video evidence.
Oh, okay.
And then she came back 5 out of 6 in the first week, like I was saying, you know, completely blew everyone else out of the water. I think she was just desperate not to have to drink any more Guinness.
She's done well. She's done very well.
So she set the bar quite high, but Sammy obviously lowered that several points, 2 out of 6 last week.
All
you've got to do is get 3 out of 6 to ensure you haven't got to drink any Guinness.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yep, ready.
No pressure. Okay, so this week, Talk the Lingo is in Lancashire. This was Dom's idea.
Thanks,
I think
Dom.
He's from there. I don't know.
Not.
Well, it had to be from somewhere, didn't it?
So. Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, Holly, number one of our Lancashire...
Is there a time pressure?
No, there's no time pressure.
Okay.
Don't worry, you can take all the time that you want.
Okay, good.
Think out loud,
okay. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Number one is back art.
Back art.
Yep, all one word, back art. Does that mean A, backside, B, backward, or C, backtrack? She's got a serious thinking face on. She's practicing the word in sentences.
Backtrack.
You're going for C, backtrack.
I am. Is that wrong?
It's the wrong answer.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry, Holly. It was backward.
Backwards!
Okay, don't worry. It's a bad start, but you've got many more to do well on.
Holly,
you'll be fine. Yeah, you're going to be fine.
I'll be fine.
All right?
Yep, ready.
Feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Number two, allocking. I'll spell that for you. A-double-L-O-C-K-I-N-G.
Allocking.
Okay.
Allocking.
Does that mean to A, kill time, B, mend, or C, befriend?
Befriend.
Holly's saying C, befriend. It's the wrong answer.
No, okay. It's fine.
You've got four left.
Four left.
You're just warming up.
She's warming up.
She's going to smash it.
Fall on the end of your seats.
Okay.
Oh, I'm ready.
Focus. All right?
Yeah.
You've given your answers very quickly. You can have more time.
Okay.
Think them through.
Yeah,
all right?
Think them through.
There's no pressure.
Okay.
There is a bit of pressure.
It's quite a lot of pressure.
The Guinness is like the elephant in the room.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Number three is clammed, but without an E. So C-L-A-M-M-D.
Right.
Clammed.
Okay.
Does that mean A, choked, B, shy, or C, starved?
Okay. I'm going to go with A or C.
Okay. So choked or starved.
Choked
and that is clammed
starved.
Without an E.
Without an E, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that's important, really.
Oh, I clammed on that. Oh, I'm clammed. Oh. Choked, A.
Oh, no.
No, it's C. It's C, isn't it? It's C, isn't it, Georgie? It's C.
It's fine. Okay, we're halfway through talking the lingo here on the GHJ show. In fact, Holly, look, I'm going to play that bed again.
Okay.
You're going to take a few seconds.
Okay.
Just have a little interlude.
This is
Leeds Student Radio.
And we're back.
You've
joined us here on the GHJ show, feeling very calm on a Monday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd leave the library to, like, de-stress. It's stressed in here.
Okay. Holly, we're on number four.
Number four, right, ready.
Badger's shop. Like the shop belonging to the badger.
Okay. Right.
Badger's shop.
Okay.
Does that mean A, grocers, B, barbers, or C, petrol station?
Barbers.
No!
Drawing Sammy.
Badger's shop is
a
grocer's.
It's a grocer's. Right, okay.
Okay, now, don't get stressed out, okay? You've got two more in which I feel very confident you're going to get two.
Okay.
2 out of 2.
Do you think?
Yes.
Are you confident?
I'm confident.
Why are you so confident?
I'm confident in you. I feel like you've had a bad start.
I've had a very bad start,
in fact,
Georgia.
A bad two-thirds. We've gone past the start.
It's not a bad game.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah, I'll bring it back.
Now, number five is a little bit odd. But don't let that put you off.
Okay.
Take your time, okay? It's Ute Cumlin.
That's not even a word, Georgia.
It is. It's E-A-U-T-C-U-M-B-L-I-N.
Ute Cumlin. Okay.
Does that mean A, madman, B, stranger, or C, cheater?
Oh, I mean, it could be either of any of them. They all sound like a Ute Cumlin.
Ute Cumlin. Yeah. What are you thinking? Talk me through your thought process.
Ute Cumlin. I mean, because it's such a weird word, you'd think stranger, it's a strange word. So I think I'm gonna. I don't even know what to take. Not to with stranger. I'm going to go with stranger.
Okay. Is the right answer?
Yes, Sammy, I'm after you. Okay.
Phew.
Okay, bringing it back now.
Yep. I liked your reasoning there.
Thank you.
Woo! Great. Okay, we're moving on to the final word of Talk the Lingo.
Ready.
It's number six. Fratching.
Fratching.
Does that mean A, lazy, B, nervous, or C, quarrelsome?
Quarrelsome. And that's not my answer.
I'm just sounding it out.
You can use it in a sentence.
Okay, well, I can, because all those words are the same. He is fratching. He is lazy, nervous, quarrelsome.
Okay.
I do it with grammatical
lazy,
correctness.
Lazy, nervous, quarrelsome.
Fratching.
Of course you do it with grammatical correctness for Georgia. He is quarrelsome.
Yes! All right! Holly has pulled it back.
Yes! Still drawn last. It's fine.
No, that's fine. You've come joint with Sammy.
Yeah, it's okay.
Respectable 2 out of 6. Okay. It is a hard game.
That is not a game, Georgia. That is an exam. That's hard. Some of the exams I've sat these last 3 years.
I'm sensing a little bit of tension.
Yeah, Georgia.
Okay, well, I'm just going to let Holly have a few minutes to recover from her ordeal, and we'll have a little bit of Wannabe.
We will.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. No, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna take a zig. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking it too easy, but that's the way it is. What you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Say you could handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Thinking it's too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me? You gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place. You liked it in your face. You got G like MC. You liked it on an easy V. You doesn't come for free. She's a real lady.
And as for me, you'll see. Slam your body down and wine, it's all around. Slam your body down and wine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give.
You're listening to the GHJ show here on LSR. Thank you very much for tuning in. We've had the lovely Holly. Thank you for coming on. Oh, that was more like a pirate. Getting that. Okay.
I'll stop.
Oh, please refrain.
I'll stop.
Holly got a respectable 2 out of 6 on the GHJ show today. Taught the lingo. She's now joint with Sammy. I don't know how likely you are to have to down the Guinness. We've still got many more weeks where someone could lose.
Very true.
You know, get worse than you.
Very true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So thank you very much for listening to the GHJ show. Tune in next week again at 3 on Monday. We'll have more good news, talk the lingo, and lots of fun things to chat about. Today we're talking about procrastination, but it could be anything. Could be something else next week, couldn't it, Hall?
Sure could.
Thanks so much for listening.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students
in Leeds.